Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Some $1.3 million of cost-share funding was announced a few days ago in the Governor's Office of Ag Policy On-Farm Efficiency and Production Incentive Program. Bill McCloskey, GOAP's Financial Services Director, says these grants, matching up to $15,000 that farmers put up, have moved things forward.
With the Ag Development Fund $15,000 grant, it makes a reasonable payback on the investment of less than 10 years. So the solar projects, I think, make a good example of several government agencies coming together and being proactive and a leader in solar production.
That reference to multi-agency cooperation dealt, on one hand, with the State Cabinet for Energy and Environment recognizing program merit this year, adding to the program $750,000 above GOAP's original $1 million, and then a TVA program creating other incentives for on-farm solar installations working with electrical co-ops in the region.
There's solar panels that are harvesting a natural resource, the sun, and that generates electricity to offset farm usage or sold back on what they commonly refer to as the grid, sell back on the grid through the local rural electric company to be utilized in other applications.
On the on-farm efficiency side of the program, grants for poultry and dairy operation upgrades were quite popular. We'll be right back.
Bob Armstrong's daughter is about to receive her college diploma. But Bob couldn't make it to her graduation, and she's pretty upset. Because last month, on a landscaping job, somebody didn't call 811, and an underground utility line got cut. So Bob can't make it. Kentucky 811 reminds you, everyone who digs, including landscapers, must call 811 at least 2 full business days before you dig.
Back with GOAP's Bill McCloskey on their on-farm energy efficiency and production incentive program, he says interest continues to grow, and his best recommendation for those just looking into it is check their website at agpolicy.ky.gov.
The farmers typically can find resource information on our application, and our resource is going to include the different solar companies that are out there providing these products and services, and then we require, as part of any of our energy application, that there be a third-party energy audit, and the University of Kentucky does provide those services, as well as some other entities, and that information is available on our website as part of the application.
That website again, agpolicy.ky.gov. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.